During a visit to North Syracuse, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand responded to the decision by New York's other senator, Charles Schumer, to vote against the Obama administration's Iran nuclear deal. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the Iran deal would lift U.S., China, Russia, and European Union sanctions on Iran in exchange for limits on Iran's nuclear program.
Gillibrand sits on the Senate Armed Services Committee and says she is for the Iran deal based on the national security information she has received. Gillibrand says the deal would eliminate every path to a nuclear bomb, and the three known nuclear facilities would be monitored daily along with the entire supply chain of nuclear production.
That is a huge benefit to the U.S. because if Iran breaches, we will have all the intelligence we need to take out their entire nuclear production accurately.
The deal allows for a unilateral snapback of sanctions, meaning if Iran breaks the deal, the sanctions go back into place. Gillibrand says she does not think Senator Schumer's decision to vote against the deal will put pressure on her or other Democrats, and she believes there is enough support to sustain the deal. Some of the reasons Schumer gave for his decision includes the 24-day delay of inspections of suspected nuclear sites and questions about what happens after 10 years of no sanctions when Iran is financially stronger. The U.S. says Iran is an active state sponsor of terrorism. Congress will vote on the Iran deal in September. In North Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.